You know, we've had some changes on the landscape over the past 15 years, and we've also had some changes in elk distribution, and it's time that we need to revisit both what the public wants out of elk hunting experiences and revisit how we're going to manage elk for the next 10 to 15 years.
You mentioned changes there. What kind of changes has the state seen in terms of elk?
Well, I mean, we've seen elk populations fluctuate. Some of it has been in part due to predation and changes in habitat that have been, you know, ongoing for the last 100 years since the fires of the early 20th century. We've seen habitat changes in a lot of northern parts of Idaho. We've also seen expansion of elk into areas that elk really didn't exist before.
You've gotten some input already in this process. What kind of things have people said?
You know, I think what really comes through in the end to me is that, you know, people like elk hunting. People want to be able to elk hunt every year. Not necessarily important to them is getting the largest bull in the world or being able to chase after that animal, but just going out and being in nature and being with elk. And I think that's really the bottom line for Idahoans. They just enjoy elk hunting. It's important to them. And it's important to maintain elk populations where we can and find that balance between places to keep populations as healthy as possible, but not to sacrifice other values.
What other stakeholders besides hunters are you hoping to hear from?
Every Idahoan has a piece of elk management and wildlife management in the state. And, you know, I'd like to hear from them all. I mean, we have places that we manage for elk that are viewing opportunities. And, you know, places like Harriman State Park, where, you know, in the fall, you can go and listen to bugling bulls and, you know, there's no hunting allowed there. And it's a great opportunity. And, you know, our little sliver of Yellowstone Park and other places that you can go and watch elk on their native range doing what elk do. And so, yeah, I think listening to all the groups, whether it be commercial concerns like agriculture or timber or just people that enjoy being out in wild country and seeing elk and having elk around.
Do you know how many elk there are about right now in the state of Idaho?
There's roughly about 100,000 elk in Idaho.
And how does that compare to 1997?
There were probably closer to 115 or 120,000 elk in Idaho.
So about a 15%
decline. Yeah, and we've seen fluctuations. I mean, it isn't like the same elk are in the same places. We've actually increased elk populations in some places by, you know, orders of magnitude since 1997. And other places, they've gone down orders of magnitude. So, you know, we have elk in places that we didn't have elk 15 years ago, and we don't have as many elk in a few places.
We mentioned earlier that Fish and Game is hosting two online chats. Has the department done this before?
We have done online chats before. We've done several of them. They've been of smaller scale, usually. We did a waterfowl online chat that actually worked out pretty good, and then we just did one a month ago or so on the big game season setting. It was interesting. We didn't get a lot of questions, but we had a lot of people that actually clicked through and read the responses to the questions that we did get. So it'll be very interesting, especially going at night and going the online chats that we've done before have been usually during the day. Like I said before, getting the word to the public is just such a difficult thing that, you know, trying new tools like social media and trying these online chats is, I think that's great. And I'm really excited about to see how many people actually contact us so we can communicate that way.